item is a change of zone number 19, I'm sorry, number 1719, Castaways Bethany LLC.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and beg the indulgence of the commission as well as the public on this change of zone number 1719, going back to September the 6th. This application, as well as change of zone number 1720 and conditional use number 1944, were melded into one public hearing. Chairman Wheatley, at the commencing of that public hearing, as he does at almost every public hearing, I've had the pleasure of sitting beside this man now next month, coming up to 9 years, has indicated, tells the public, welcome to your planning and zoning hearing. And we, and he particularly means that, we welcome the participation of everyone at the planning and zoning hearings. At that point, Mr. Wheatley refers to our council and says, we will remind you of the meeting, of the rules and the protocol that we have at our meetings. Mr. Robertson mentions that everything that happens in these hearings regarding applications and matters is discussed in a public forum, either at during the public hearing or at a subsequent public meeting thereafter. At the end of the public hearing on September the 6th, a motion was proffered. It was seconded and carried on all three of the Castaways' applications to defer, to leave the record open for the plus responses. At our meeting on September the 20th, we had the responses from plus. Mr. Abbott also indicated that DelDOT would not be offering their opinion on any of these applications until or if there ever was a site plan review. Additionally, at that September 20th meeting, the motion incorporated in that since we had the responses to the plus comments, we were leaving the record open for an additional 14 days so that the public could respond to the and review those plus comments. This is what we as commissioners have received in that time period, which closed on October 5th. The record now for submission of any materials was closed effective on October 5th this month.
That's right.
Yes. Speaking for myself and for the other commissioners, these materials, these letters by interested persons, as well as this DVD, were pursuant to the rules that Mr. Robertson read into the record on September 6th, were being done and handled in a public meeting, which is tonight. I am going to be making a motion for deferral so that we can review these. It would be imprudent, irresponsible, and impractical to try to proffer a motion. It would not honor the responses, the people that took the time to respond to this matter. It's been my experience that this commission is, as was just pointed out in the discussion of the public hearing before us, we're put in a position a lot of times of possibly making a recommendation that is not popular. What this commission does not put itself in a position is making a recommendation that they believe is not the correct recommendation. To make a correct recommendation, Mr. Chairman, we have to honor and review the materials. Apologize to anyone that came out thinking that there would be movement on this tonight. What I'm trying to do is detail the administrative procedures. We're following the protocol that was established pursuant to the motion that was made at the close of the public hearing on September the 6th. following forward, if anyone else has anything they would like to add. This puts us, we defer, we review these materials, this puts this commission in a situation where the clock is ticking, a motion, a recommendation, one way or the other, will be forthcoming on this in one of our next scheduled meetings. We have a meeting scheduled 2 weeks from this evening. Those that are interested can check to see if it is on the agenda at that time.
I would say this, again, the way this process works, this is placed on the agenda this evening if, in fact, we wanted to act on it and because we were receiving more information. Now, I think it would be a fair statement to say that it won't come back on the agenda until we're ready to act on it. I'll put it that way. It might not be in 2 weeks, but it has to be in the next 45 days from the 5th, so 30-some days from now. So we have to do it. So I can assure you it'll be done in that time period at some point, and we'll certainly will not put it back on the agenda until we're ready to act on it. Okay?
Then one last thing, Mr. Chairman, just to be clear, one of the folks that spoke with an interest in this application submitted a DVD to the county. And I just want to let everybody know that what we did was took that to the county's IT department and had copies made of it. So not only is there one in the file at Planning and Zoning, but all the commissioners have copies of that DVD. And it was also distributed to county council.
We each have one.
So just to make it clear, everybody does have a copy of that. It was part of the record, and it has been distributed to everybody. So, thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you to the members of the public. And as Mr. Wheatley does say, this is your planning and zoning hearing, and the more of these that you attend, and I urge you to attend every one that you want to. There's marvelous groups that attend all of our meetings, such as the League of Women Voters, et cetera, et cetera. The more you will learn how this process works. Mr. Chairman, regarding item 2 of old business, change of zone number 1719, Castaways Bethany LLC. I would like the minutes of this meeting to reflect that the record is now closed on this, and that my motion is for deferral for further consideration of the submitted material.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to defer action on the change of zone number 1719, Castaways Bethany LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Opposed.